effectively narrow the interpretation of these claims. We don't think that by itself is enough. We think if you want to have, say that there's a disclaimer or a disavowal of claim scope, you're going to have to show us that that's been clear and unambiguous. And as I pointed out earlier, when you look to their own spec, that own spec, their own spec is not a clear disavowal other than it's distinguished other prior art that's not our prior art. And furthermore, which I'd like to mention before I ask for any final questions, is in their own spec, if there's been a disclaimer or a clear disavowal by embodiments that have been disclosed, it's completely inconsistent with their own statements in the spec. The specification itself says at page A57, the present embodiments are to be considered, A57, Your Honor, column 22 at lines 28 through 35. Column 22, lines 28 through 35, A57.
Got it.
You see that, Your Honor? Thus, the present embodiments are to be considered in all respects as illustrations and not restrictive, the scope of the invention being indicated by the appended claims rather than the foregoing description. So what they're saying in that paragraph is that you need to look at our claims for the breadth of our invention. You shouldn't be looking at our embodiments as restrictive of our claims. And that's exactly inconsistent with the argument that they're making that they've done this disavowal or this disclaimer. That's not clear and unambiguous, and that's what the law requires, Your Honor.
Well, that's very interesting. I've always, you know, we've seen that identical boilerplate in probably 6 or 7 million patents. And now you're telling us that for the first time, we should apply it.
Well, I understand, Your Honor, that it shows up in a lot of patents. And the reason applicants put it in a lot of patents is because when they're later on involved in an infringement suit, they don't want their claims to be read as narrowly as their specifications disclosure or as a specific embodiment. And so they put it in there for the exact reason that they want their claims to be read with greater breadth than the embodiments that have been disclosed. Yes, it's in a lot of
perhaps
patents.
They're entitled.
You know, I'm not saying they're not entitled to do it, but what I am saying is you can't stand up here at the same time and say that I've had a clear disavowal of claim scope when you have statements like that in the specification that are inconsistent. That's not unambiguous, which is what the disavowal and the disclaimer doctrine require. Unambiguous means crystal clear, I'm disavowing claim scope. That is not a disavowal. That's the exact opposite. That's saying my claim scope is broad.
What's interesting is here we have a situation where the position of the office is